This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The idea of abortion and doctors compelled into its practice is a big problem in Ireland. An emergency Sunday meeting informed doctors that even the general practice of medicine will be compelled to provide abortion. Dozens of doctors stormed out of the meeting saying there is not even consultation of medical science as legislators cower to a radical embrace of abortion in Ireland. New Jersey's Chris Smith and Missouri Representative Vicky Hartzler are leading 74 members of Congress to demand an immediate cut to funding research with abortion specimens. They point to ethical alternatives to fetal tissue and are bringing researchers to present their evidence to Congress this week. This is Life News Radio.
Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation.
In other headlines, Canadian research is casually embracing the euthanasia of children. Details at lifenews.com are sobering. A Belgian doctor is trying to put a sober but happy face on his euthanasia practice. Dr. Van Hoy dismisses Judeo-Christian answers to human suffering with his arranged medical killing. And more reasons are being uncovered to explain why unborn babies kick. Earlier research found evidence for bodily strengthening. Now it's becoming clear that babies are also performing brain wiring in the somatosensory cortex. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.